AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. More fallout after the release of that video showing the police beating death of Tyre Nichols. CBS's Skylar Henry has the latest.
Five officers involved who were fired are facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Memphis police confirmed Monday that a sixth officer, Preston Hemphill, has been relieved of duty since the beginning of the investigation for his role in the incident. Several others who arrived on the scene are also under investigation.
He's dead, handcuffs, moaning on the ground, and everybody's walking around nonchalantly like it's business as usual. So it should be accountability for everybody on the video.
That's Nichols family attorney Ben Crump. Meanwhile, three Memphis Fire Department officials have been fired, and they could face charges in connection with the death of Tyre Nichols. A Chicago prosecutor is dropping sex abuse charges against singer R. Kelly. Speaking to fellow sexual assault victims.
As a survivor, I know that the courage that it took for them to come forward, and I know that for those who were seeking to have their day in court here in Illinois, that today's announcement may be disappointing.
But Kim Fox says R. Kelly will be in prison for decades anyway on federal convictions. A trial is underway in New York for a woman accused of trying to kill a friend by giving her cheesecake laced with poison.
Victoria Nasora is accused of coming up with the intricate scheme.
This woman concocted a calculated plan.
Prosecutor Konstantinos Liturgas, in his opening statement, told jurors the poison cheesecake was a key element.
To get her alone in a room, to try to kill her, and to take her identity.
Nasora's friend did eat the cheesecake, then passed out. She survived, but when she came to, realized her passport and other items were missing. Nasora is also suspected of drugging men that she met on a dating website, then stealing their money. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Winter storm watches and warnings stretch from Texas to Pennsylvania. WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen.
Inland portions of Texas, as well as on up across the Mississippi Valley and on up towards the Great Lakes. This is an area where there is precipitation, where there is moisture, and it is falling in the form of snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, where he's been discussing several issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions.
We agree that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Secretary Blinken also urged Israel and the Palestinians to do everything possible to calm recent tensions. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson discussing a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin before the invasion of Ukraine.
He threatened me at one point and said, you know, Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute or something like that, you know.
Boris Johnson made his comments during an interview with the BBC. This is CBS News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm 54, so Basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It was an eventful show. I'm hoping that Jane doesn't clap me upside the head when we walk out of the studio.
The only thing I really would really like to know, can we make me smaller?
Yeah, look
at it. Can you make it like really tiny?
Yeah, I can do that.
Can you make it smaller than that?
No. You prefer this?
Yeah, and let's get some Vaseline for half the length.
You're like, I got into radio for a reason.
Because no one could see me. But this is lovely. I love it.
You love working with me.
I love being a...
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock, no sour, haha, funny hour. Greg will be here tomorrow to let us know if we got that right or not. But Jane, how you doing?
I am good.
This show's flying by.
It really is. And we had such fun guests. Jason and Jerry were both tremendous.
Aren't they? They were both so great.
Yep.
And so Jerry was very patient with our technical issues,
yep.
And we'll definitely have to have... He was very funny.
It was hilarious.
For being, you know, what you think is potentially a dry role as the executive director of the League of Municipalities.
Yeah.
He was very funny.
Yeah. It just doesn't sound like I have a whole group full of chucklemeisters, but he was great.
Yeah. And so that was... We'll have to have him back as far as developments and more recommendations of... The gems and treasures across Wisconsin.
Washburn, because my sister and I were in Bayfield a couple of summers ago. It's gorgeous up there.
I mean, that is truly, in the winter, it's pretty when it just has snowed. It's pretty, and I get it, but it gets, you know, it gets ugly quickly. But truly, one of my favorite memories since moving back was when I was moving from my parents' house in Wisconsin Rapids to Milwaukee in October of 2020. And I took 43, and it was just, the colors were so incredible the entire drive. And that didn't even hold a candle to this last fall. I think everyone was saying that the colors this last fall were just insane compared to even what they normally are.
Yeah, and you sent some pictures to me from Rapids. It was glorious.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And so that was, we had, if you're listening right now to the podcast for the third hour, go back and listen to the second hour. It was super fun. We had great guests. But now we are in the third hour, and we're going to have some fun. And this first, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking about Carroll College, because on this day, they got their charter.
Yeah.
Before we were even a state.
I know. It's crazy when you think about it.
Oldest college in the state, and they are around the corner from us. And so we're going to be talking about that. And then, but for now, another legend has passed.
Yeah.
I didn't see, you texted me about this last night, and Cindy Williams has died at 75, and she is famous for Laverne and Shirley, right in our... I don't know if they filmed it here.
No, I don't think they were. I doubt that they were ever here.
I think they filmed the opening here. Shlemiel Schlemazel. I would think that, because I feel like...
But there was no shots.
Brewery. There was no shots. But was there any shots of them in that opening of, like, by the river or anything that was down here? Because certainly the opening scene of Mary Tyler Moore is her in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Even though they certainly filmed the sitcom in Hollywood.
Right.
And so, but she died at 75, which was also the same age Penny Marshall died, was at 75.
I didn't realize that she was 75, and then it just made me worry about Ron Howard, who is Richie Cunningham.
No, I know who Ron Howard is. You forget, but I grew up on Nick at Night.
Like, oh,
I
that's
know,
right.
I know, I watched these shows.
But so he's got to be well into his mid-70s, right? Unless they were a little older than him.
Well, Henry Winkler, who I think put out his condolences, because he obviously has been friends with her since the first day, because they were both guest stars on Happy Days,
right?
And then got their spinoff on For Laverne and Shirley, both shows created by Gary Marshall, who also RIP. But, you know, you sent this to me and kind of, and I'm sure this won't be the last time we do this, because we're both funny ladies who like to be funny. Didn't you say that that was, what was your first experience of making people laugh? And you're like, ooh, I want to do that.
Oh, when we were in church. We were in church, and it was a Catholic ceremony. I don't remember which feast day it was, but it was let us kneel, let us stand, let us sit. That's what the priest says, and the whole congregation follows suit. And we did that, and I'm like 5 years old, and I looked up at my mother, and it's dead quiet in church, and I asked her really loudly, I said, why doesn't he make up his mind? And the whole congregation burst out laughing, and I was like, this is great.
I love this kind of attention.
All I did was ask a question, which seemed perfectly logical to me, and I got a great response. So, yeah, that kind of set me on my path.
I definitely liked entertaining, and I liked being on stage. And it was, whether it was funny or dramatic or anything, like, it was all of it. I just liked being on stage and that feeling of being in front of people.
Yep.
And I was thinking about this as you were saying, you know, some of our favorite women comedians over time, and certainly that show and the physical comedy of that show and how great they were. And also, I mean, not unlike Mary Tyler Moore, as far as these two single women,
yep,
who had jobs and weren't somebody's wife.
Right.
And how revolutionary that was as a concept for a show in the 70s. And it was a really popular show.
It was huge. It was huge.
And so, you know, I was trying to make my list of, this is certainly not comprehensive. And so
There's
too many. There's way too many. But if you have your favorite female comedians, whether that's stand-up, whether that's sketch or SNL or actors, 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. You know, for me, when I was trying to come up, I think still top of list for me is Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, and some of the other SNL women who have, you know, paved the way. Gilda Radner, obvious.
Yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's been so good. What are some of the ones for you?
I was thinking about this, and again, I'm considerably older than you, but one of the very first funny ladies I remember, and I'm just going to play the clip for you, see if anyone can identify this famous stand-up comic from the early days.
But Fang, I got to tell you something else. The other night he was reading the obituaries and he said, isn't it just amazing how people die in alphabetical order? One of the kids asked him to spell Mississippi. He said, the river or the state? I told him we had a leak in the gas pipe. He put a pan under it. And you say, well, why did you marry the bum? Well, you forgot. I hadn't been done over. I was so ugly. I had no chances at all. My high school class voted me most likely to marry outside my species. I was so ugly. My own Ouija board told me to go to hell. And you know, when you play spin the bottle, if they don't want to kiss you, they have to give you a quarter. Well, hell. By the time I was 12 years old, I owned my own home.
It's not Joan Rivers.
No. Nope.
I can see her face.
Even predates. I think she predates.
Joan Rivers. She's. I can see her face, but I can't think of her name.
It's Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller. Yes, of course.
Who is truly one of the first. One of the first funny women that I really remember.
Yeah.
And I remember her Fang jokes. I remember her making jokes about her husband, which just was revelatory to me. And her self-deprecating humor as well really stood out to me.
Well, Joan Rivers was super self-deprecating,
she was.
Too. And it's interesting. Have you watched Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yes.
I need to catch up in the last two seasons, but I devoured the first two seasons. And, you know, that's obviously not a real... It's not a biopic or a bioseries. It's,
right.
It's, you know, picking and choosing kind of from, I'm sure, Phyllis Diller, Joan Rivers, and some of the first women who even dared. Because at that time, I mean, stand-up was not... I mean, people were going to jail, right?
Oh, well,
like,
yeah.
As far as for obscenity and so the ability to be brave enough to be the jester to call out the king has no clothes on. It was a different time than, you know, wanting to. There was more at risk than just like not getting a Netflix special.
Oh, definitely. There's no question. Texter from the 715 says, from Stevens Point, thanks for checking in. Kristen and Jane Cindy Williams appeared at the Iola Car Show in July of 2022.
She was just here.
Wow, that's crazy. And again, we're asking for your favorite funny ladies at 844-967-2789-541. Texting in with Taylor Tomlinson.
Oh, I know she is. She's a current. She's a current stand-up who's very funny. She makes also self. I mean, I feel like most good comics are self-deprecating to a point because you talk about what you know. But she has. She's bipolar, and she has a great bit about figuring out your meds and how your meds kind of become your like life preserver. And, you know, if as long as you take your meds, you can hang on and you can go and swimming.
Sure.
It's like, oh no, it's like your little wingy, like
your wings, water
your wings. Your water wings. She's like, and don't treat your boyfriend like he's your water rings. Cause then you're both going to drown. She just has this amazing analogy as far as figuring out your mental health and taking responsibility for your mental health. But she's excellent. I mean, obviously, the other classic one is Carol Burnett.
I have a brief clip.
All right, let's play it.
It's a classic.
What brings you to Tara?
You vixen, you. Stylist. I love you. That gown is gorgeous.
Thank you. I saw it in the window, and I just couldn't resist it.
I didn't show it to any of the crew. I did show it to Harvey. He saw it in my dressing room because I didn't want him to crack up. And when I came out and there was the curtain rodra, that was one of the longest laughs we ever got.
Talking about the spoof of Gone with the Wind called Went with the Wind. When she comes out in this outfit that is obviously constructed out of curtains, but she's got the curtain rod in her shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious. You can see it on YouTube. I pulled up these clips from YouTube last night. I had so much fun.
I can't. We're gonna keep playing them through the break, or when we come back from the break. But if you have your favorite funny women, they can be actors, they can be SNL sketch people, they can be stand-ups of like women that just make you laugh, whether they were trailblazers or not, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Quickly, the Carol Burnett. I just recently saw a clip reemerge of when Maggie Smith was on the Carol Burnett show, and they had a whole bit about her trying to teach Carol how to talk, like with a proper English accent.
Oh.
And you can just imagine how that went. And so, this is really fun. This is really fun. All right, stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We're talking about funny ladies. We'll be right back.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with a low of 1 below. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 23. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 14. Dry with temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the single digits above zero to the mid-20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 3 above.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Tomorrow night, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, we can really have lots of fun.
Uh-huh.
You get the gussy up a little bit.
Feel this invitation. The words have bumps. Formal dress. We ain't got nothing to wear to this, and we can't afford to buy new clothes. Don't worry, we'll come up with something. I got a better idea. Let's not go. I mean, why should we go up there to represent the workers, the little people? We're only helping him out.
This is a chance to help ourselves out.
How?
This is a perfect opportunity to meet the right kind of people. Didn't you always want to go inside one of those big, beautiful homes? Laverne, the only kind of parties we've ever been to are bring your own.
I like bringing my own. Then I know what I'm getting.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are talking about funny ladies who inspire us in honor of Cindy Williams, who did pass yesterday at 75, made famous from Laverne and Shirley.
And American Graffiti.
And American Graffiti.
Yeah.
And was apparently here in 2022 at the Aeolus Car Show. And you never know who you're going to run into there.
Exactly.
Maybe that's our bucket list, too. We got to get our bucket list and see where we can broadcast from and really, really lean into
really
all things
hit it
Wisconsin.
Out. Yep,
but
I love it.
We were talking about different funny women, some who are trailblazers, some who are just hilarious, that inspire us. And we were asking for people to let us know which funny women they appreciate. 844-967-2789. I think I'm trying to, like, the person who really, and I love it because she worked for so long before everyone, I think, in the public realized what a comedic genius she is, but is Melissa McCarthy.
Yes.
You know, and she was on Gilmore Girls for however many seasons.
Oh, my
Gilmore
gosh.
Girls was on. And then she was on, what was the sitcom she was on with the married couple, Mike and Mindy?
Could be.
Does that sound right? I never watched it, but I know for a long time she was on a sitcom. So obviously she was funny, and the role she had on Gilmore Girls was kind of a comedic relief, sidekick, friend role. But really when she started starring in, like, you know, Bridesmaids, obviously, she was
groundbreaking.
Her role in that and her monologue at the end when she admits that she's, like, part of the CIA and she needs to, like, making friends and all that stuff is so she is a treasure as far as her, I would say, living funny women go. But truly also is Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball, another groundbreaker, which she and Desi did, was like nothing else that anyone had done.
Did you see the Aaron Sorkin movie? With Nicole Kidman. First of all, I did not appreciate Nicole Kidman at first. When I first heard that she was cast to be Lucille Ball, I was like, oh, can she move her face? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Nicole Kidman, incredible actress, a lot of Botox, which I don't blame her for. But Lucille Ball, very, very expressive person. But once I saw the movie, I was like, oh, she nailed it.
Really?
Oh,
I couldn't get her out of my head.
Well, I thought she nailed it as far as what potentially, and who knows, we only saw the Lucille Ball that ever did, like, interviews as her playing herself versus the caricature and the character, right? But the idea of, like, the businesswoman that she was, the way that she went about the character in like doing the scenes of trying to find the joke.
Yep.
And trying to find the honesty in the joke. I think for anyone who's ever done any sort of improv or sketch or stand up that is like, it's only funny if it's true.
Yeah.
And it made me think of, there was a show, also an Aaron Sorkin show, and it was supposed to be kind of like, came out the same year as 30 Rock, except it was a drama instead of a comedy. It's like 60 something. And there was a scene in there where it's about like a sketch show. And it made me think of what you said as far as when you asked the question in church and everyone laughed. Because she's like, why didn't I get the laugh on that line? He's like, because the first time you asked for the butter. And the second time you asked for the laugh.
Ooh.
And it was that line always stuck with me that like, whether it's acting or and comedy of like, it doesn't work if you're playing it for the laugh. It only works if there's honesty there.
Speaking of, I got one last clip that we're going to play because we're going to run out of time otherwise. We lost her too recently, the great, great Betty White.
This is exactly what happened during the Great Herring War.
The Great Herring War?
Yes, between the Lindstroms and the Johansons.
Oh, that Great Herring War.
The two families control the most fertile herring waters off the coast of Norway, so naturally it seemed like it would be in their best interest to band together. Oh, boy, was that a mistake. They couldn't agree on what to do with the herring. The Johansons wanted to pickle the herring, and the Lindstroms wanted to train them for the circus.
Weren't they kind of hard to see riding on the elephants?
Oh, not that kind of circus. A herring circus. Sort of like SeaWorld. Only smaller. Much, much smaller.
Did they ever shoot a herring out of a cannon?
Only once. Shot him into a tree. After that, no other herring would do it.
Classic from the Golden Girls, and not to forget Rue McClanahan and B. Arthur.
Yeah.
Who was brilliant. They were all just brilliant, but Betty White, what a treasure.
Recently we were at Laughing Tab. Shout out to Greg, Greg's comedy store. Go see comedy there. And when my mom was in town and we went and saw some comedy, and one of, I think it was the opener, had a joke about how white women have lost their leader because now that Betty White is gone and how we're in search of new leadership.
Oh, that's funny.
And I was like, it's kind of true.
It is kind of true. Yep. She was the queen.
She was the queen. And so it's definitely sad, but as far as being grateful for that show, I think that we are primed to have some fun someday as you and I going and reenacting the opening of that show.
Because
we know how much you love being on camera now.
Oh, yes, I do. Thank you, Texture 920, Brett Butler. She starred in the show, Grace Under Fire, and she was a great stand-up. She was, and she just kind of disappeared, too. She was really hot for a while, and then just kind of went away.
Yeah, I wonder, and you know, sometimes I wonder with people who have, you know, so for so long, that model was you became a really successful stand-up, and then you got a sitcom. You know, there's Jerry Seinfeld, Roseanne, Ray Romano, like all of those different shows. And so sometimes I wonder how many people, once their show is over, they just go back to doing stand-up. And so they're not necessarily in the same limelight as the show gives you, but they're still working. And so, all right, well, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, Carroll College, our neighbor, 177th birthday. Let's talk about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh. Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Forecasters are warning of dangerous icy conditions as a storm system hits the south over the next 2 days. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We have a widespread ice event unfolding from Texas all the way to the Ohio River Valley.
New York Republican George Santos has stepped down from committees in Congress. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Santos is already under investigation over his campaign finances and lies about his past. Now he's saying he'll hold on to two committee assignments but won't actually serve on them until he has been cleared. He is apologizing for being a distraction.
Two more Memphis police officers have been suspended and three fire department employees fired over the death of Tyre Nichols. CBS's Elise Preston.
As Memphis continues to mourn, the Biden administration announced it will send four officials to Tyre Nichols' funeral tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Shelby County District Attorney says more charges could be forthcoming in the future.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they...
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. So our neighbor down in downtown Waukesha is having a birthday. The oldest college in Wisconsin, Carroll College, which is right around the corner from our downtown Waukesha studio, is 177 years old. On this day in history, 1946, they got their first charter with five students. And here to talk about it from what was happening then, some milestones since, and what Carroll College looks like today is the 15th president of Carroll College, Dr. Cindy Nattinger. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm 177 years old. That is a very long time. I would imagine a lot has changed.
A lot has changed. You bet it has. And first and foremost, our name has changed. So we were founded 177 years ago as Carroll College. And of course, today we are Carroll University.
Yep, absolutely. And so what, I guess the biggest question is, I would assume when it first was chartered, women could not go. And it was all men. And so what were some of the other founding principles of Carroll College as the first college? And so, like, what was the curriculum like? Like, why would people be going there?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, it's quite different today, of course. We were founded 177 years ago today with our charter. And when doors opened, we had two faculty members and five young men pioneering their way through higher education for the state of Wisconsin. And of course, Wisconsin wasn't even a state at that time. We were just a territory. So we were approved by the Wisconsin territorial legislature at that time. And so the classics were really what it was all about back in 1846, studying Latin, studying rhetoric, those kinds of things, just the classical curriculum.
And go ahead, Jane.
Learning Latin in the late 1800s in Wisconsin seems so useful.
That's not the first time I've heard that. But I will say we've evolved, and our curriculum today is very relevant and very up to date.
And so what are the, as far as the definitive or defining aspects of Carroll University today, as far as what is the kind of like programs that you feel like is what really draws students to go there? And yeah, I guess I'll say that.
Absolutely. No, I think today, I mean, when you think about at our humble beginnings back all those years ago, today we are a full, what we would call a small to medium sized university with four colleges and schools. So we have the mainstay, which is the Carroll College of Arts and Sciences, right? And then we've branched out. We have a College of Health Sciences, which offers a full array of health science programs from nursing to physical therapy, physician assistant, occupational therapy, and so on. And that is one of our largest schools and colleges is the health sciences. We're very strong in that area. We also have a School of Education and Human Services, and we have a School of Business. So now we are a university with four colleges and schools underneath that umbrella.
Okay. And so was it always this location?
It was always this location. Yes, it's interesting that we actually broke ground 6 years after we were founded in 1842. So, I mean, excuse me, 1852. We began classes in the basement at the Presbyterian Church here in Waukesha. That's where our first classes were held. And then we broke ground for the first main hall on the property that you know today as Carroll. And it was built on 10 acres that were donated by Morris Cutler and Charles Dakin. So, of course, Cutler's name is very prominent here in town, and he donated the land for us to have our university, our college at the time.
So then what are some of the, how many of the buildings are original buildings?
So we have four historic buildings on campus, of course, main hall. And so interestingly, after we were, you know, up and running for quite some time, our original main hall caught fire and burned to the ground. And so we constructed another main hall. That's the main hall that everyone knows and loves today. And it opened actually in 1887.
Wow.
So, yes, that's part of our history, too. So it's, of course, on the National Historic Registry. It's a beautiful building, and we're very proud of how we've continued to update and keep it current but still maintain the historic integrity of that beautiful place.
Yeah. Fires must have been a really big problem at that time period.
Actually, I think they were. I think not just for here in Wisconsin, but around the country. A lot of old historic college campuses had experienced fires. So, and we were no exception to that. In addition to Main Hall, we also have Voorhees Hall, which was built as a dormitory. And we have Rankin Hall of Science. And we also have, Rankin was our second president. He has an amazing history and really just longevity and tenacity to really help keep our institution up and going when there were difficult times. And then, of course, the fourth historic building is what we call Ganfield Gymnasium. And so it was our first gymnasium that we had built. But so those are all four historic buildings built in that historic limestone, just really beautiful.
And so when you guys are doing new construction, is there still an effort to have the aesthetic look the same, even though it's a new building, but not have a drastically modern, sharp-edged silver monstrosity that sometimes I see propped up in campuses?
You know what? Thank you for asking that question. I can tell you, as the current president, we're in the process right now of working with architects to design our new School of Business facility, which will be on our campus. And we are paying great, taking great efforts to make sure it meshes in with our campus and doesn't detract from the beauty of our campus. We are known for our, if you do a drone footage of campus, you'll see these beautiful red rooftops. And so we're going to make sure that the next building that we build has the stone on it, has the red rooftop, so it will really blend in and complement our beautiful campus.
So we love, well, just reset for a second. We are talking to Dr. Cindy Nattinger, who is the 15th president of Carroll University. And we're talking to her because it is the anniversary, the 177th anniversary of what was Carroll College, what is now Carroll University, getting their charter back way back in 1846. But as two women on talk radio, which doesn't happen often, we do a lot of rah-rah girl power stuff. And so I have to say, first, you are the first woman president of Carroll University. So
thank you. Thank you. Yes.
And so that was a huge milestone or glass to break, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, broke that glass ceiling. You know, for an institution as old as we were, 173 years when I arrived, and I was honored to be named the 15th president and the first woman to serve in that capacity. We have the majority of our students are women. We have over 65% of our student body are women. And I think it's important that we have women leaders and women in leadership positions to demonstrate to the next generation that, yes, you can do it too.
And that kind of leads into my next question, because for institutions that are as old as Carroll College, Carroll University, a lot of them didn't let women in for a very long time. And so when was the first woman student, female student at Carroll University?
Well, I'll tell you, we are pioneers. We pride ourselves on being pioneers, being the first, being open, pushing boundaries. That's what pioneers do. And so it really wasn't that long. It was in 1863 that women were allowed to come, and they opened the doors for them to take their first prep classes. So that was exciting. You know, we've had our history is really storied in this community. You know, we had some obviously starts back in 1846, but we also had times in our history where we took a pause, needed to take a break from holding classes. The Civil War really yeah. halted us for a bit, and we weren't allowed to have classes because our students went off and fought in the war. So we had to, you know, take a break and so forth. But by the time that was over, 1866, it was 20 years after our founding. Our second president showed up, Walter Rankin, who served our institution for 38 years. And it really was, we were off and running and really on a wonderful path. And you see the results of all that hard work, not just of Walter Rankin, but of many others who came after him.
It's just so progressive. It just makes me so happy that it happened in Wisconsin.
Well, I'm also thinking, because I was at the break, I was told Dr. Nattinger that I had dated someone who went to one of the Ivy League schools, and I'm pretty sure they didn't start letting women into like the 1970s. And so that was 100 years before some of our, you know, most elite universities were ahead of the game. So that's really cool to hear. So what are some of the other
pioneering moments,
fun facts, historical stories.
Well, you know, so we were founded, as I mentioned, you know, really as that classic liberal arts curriculum. And then we began to add, you know, new courses of study to the curriculum in 1883. So, you know, it was still quite some time ago. But we added French, history, geography, and actually bookkeeping. So, again, that shows just how forward-thinking our leaders were and our founders were in the early years of our institution, because they weren't just sticking to the classics. They were looking ahead about what was needed in our community, art, music, theater. And then even in 1883, a teacher's department was established, which I think is just fabulous. I'm a former elementary school teacher, and I love that this institution really was pushing the envelope early on to make sure that what we offered our students was relevant and needed in our communities.
And so with the celebration, what are the plans? What are the events that are scheduled for today or this week?
Yeah, so it's exciting. We have a guest speaker who's coming into town, and we'll be working with our campus tomorrow. We always feature a speaker to speak at our Founders Day event, and he'll arrive tonight. We'll have a wonderful dinner, and we invite faculty, staff, and students to join, trustees to join us in this dinner. And then tomorrow really is the full celebration of our founding day. We have the Center for Humanities will be doing a special outreach for all of our students on campus, featuring our guests. guest who's in town. We'll have a luncheon for him. And then, of course, our big celebration is formal. We don our regalia. And at 4 o'clock, we will convene to celebrate the 177th birthday of Carol.
Oh, that is so fun.
I want to go just to see the regalia.
Please do. We'd love to have you.
We all should have regalia.
So in the couple minutes we have left, even though everything's... I mean, this is all so fun. It's so fun to have history right around the corner from you. We've had other UW representatives, the Wisconsin Technical College representatives, kind of talk about the state of higher education. And so as far as, what are some of the things as far as whether it's recruitment or, you know, having students really feel like they're getting the most out of the college experience? I mean, obviously in the headlines all the time, student loans is there. And so what are some of the, in the modern day, obstacles, challenges of higher education, and how, as the 15th president, are you addressing those to maintain the legacy that is the oldest university in the state?
Yes. Yeah, I love the question. Thank you. So, you know, we're not immune to the challenges that face other higher ed institutions. I mean, we are right there, too. But I think it's the constant evolution of Carroll that keeps us in a strong position. And so one of the things that's really on the minds of everyone is talent. You know, we have fewer high schoolers graduating in the Midwest, especially. Nationally, the numbers are down. But in the Midwest, it's elevated, and so we're all thinking: how are we going to compete for students to fill our classes? The companies in our community are wondering how to compete with that to get talent and people to work on the factory floor, whatever it might be in their manufacturing plants and other things. So there's a real concern about that. So one of the things that we planned 5 years ago, because we knew these trends were coming, we knew the demographics were changing.
So even before the pandemic,
you have to, and I'll tell you, we made some serious changes around the time that I arrived. And while we weren't planning for a pandemic, it helped us weather the pandemic very strong. So when you enter a problem in a position of strength, you come out just fine as well. So we began targeting different areas for recruitment for our first year students, for example. And our goal is to, you know, keep that number of undergraduate student population we have very steady, which is hard to do in this environment. But we are doing that because we identified. I'll give you one example of what we did. We looked at Arizona. Now, Arizona is not declining in the number of high school students. We have a lot of alumni who go and retire in Arizona. So there's a lot of Carroll gear that you'll see throughout the state. And so we decided that would be a great place for us to target. For one, they're not in decline in numbers of youth. But also, it's a single flight from Phoenix to Milwaukee. And so you can get there pretty easily. If you go on certain airlines, it's less expensive. And so that's become a recruiting ground for us as well. And we've been ecstatic about the results of that. People are loving it. And we also know that in Arizona, they don't have Division III athletics like we do. And so if you can't make the Division I team, there's really not a place for you in Arizona. So we let them know there is a place for you in Wisconsin, and we would love to have you. And then we know once we get them here, you know, they'll fall in love with our community. They'll of course love Carroll, but love Waukesha, and that will help to feed the declining numbers of talent for the workforce here in our state.
Absolutely. You just got to tell those Arizona kids to make sure they buy a coat.
Yeah, no kidding. I see them on campus sometimes and say, do you need my help? They're just not used to it. But they do love the snow and love the change in environment.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Cindy Nettinger is the 15th president of Carroll University on this special birthday around the corner. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more.
A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with a low of 1 below. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 23. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 14. Dry with temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the single digits above zero to the mid-20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height, currently one above.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. We are rounding out the last day of January.
Yeah, gosh, that's really hard to wrap my brain around.
Getting into Black History Month.
Yeah.
Had plenty going on with that, trying to get different representatives from all the different... I had a series that I might bring back as far as Wisconsin Black History that I was never taught. And there is a lot
That's going to be a big class.
There is a lot of it, including I was never taught about Vella R. Phillips and what an incredible woman she was, and all of the firsts
that she did. It was amazing.
And when I had first made a video about her back in 2021, they were still in the process of trying to raise money to do to erect a statue of her at the Capitol, and that is happening.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Yeah,
and so but. Because it's the end of January, you didn't think I forgot that we got to sneak in 10 more things to do.
Got them all in.
To get the last 10 of 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. This is what we've been doing for the entire month of January. So let us know if you liked, you know, a little sampling of self-help once a day.
Easy
for a single segment.
Yeah.
Easy things.
Easy things.
We can keep this up. The list will be over, but... there's plenty of other stuff out on the internet that we can bring and get your opinion on. If it's good advice, bad advice, things that you could actually adopt into your life, or things you're like, I think I'm good.
Not so much.
All right. So to round out the last show of the last day of January, let's go with number 91.
Okay.
If in doubt, add cheese.
What?
If in doubt, add cheese.
Oh, yes. I thought you said head cheese.
Nope, add cheese.
Yeah, okay.
Add cheese to everything.
Yes, I will add cheese, yes.
I agree. Number 92, don't look at your phone during dinner.
Yes.
I try to be pretty good about that. I think sometimes with my spouse, you know, I see him a lot.
I see him a lot.
So I would say there's less of a etiquette, I feel like, when we're out, that I'll pull out my phone a little bit more often versus a friend I haven't seen in a while. Or a new business acquaintance that I'm trying to get to know.
I only look at my phone when I'm eating alone.
See, you're a better person than I am. All right. Number 93. Do that one thing you've been putting off.
Hmm.
What have you been putting off, Jane?
Exercise.
Same. But that's like a daily thing. I'm trying to think of what of it. I need to finish my thank you notes.
Oh, yeah. You should.
I have like 10 left. And it's been...
you're so close.
I'm so close, and it's been way too long, so I need to finish. That is a thing I will do this week. I'm committing to it.
All right.
All right, 94. Oh, give compliments widely and freely.
We are a big proponent of that on our show.
Big proponent.
Yep.
And, Jane, you look great today.
Thank you so much.
I love your scarf.
Thank you.
You're very funny.
Thank you. It's the best thing you can say to me. And you're really...
did you just say?
I said you're really pretty.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, 95. Set up an affordable standing order to a charity. Oh, so like a monthly deductible.
Yep. Just monthly recurring.
So you forget it.
Super easy.
Set it, forget it.
And you can do it for a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, truly,
for some places, anything
matters. Makes a difference. Absolutely. And there are really, really wonderful organizations. And yeah, it's not like it has to break you.
It could be the Isthmus.
It could be the Isthmus.
Or it could be other local journalism.
Yes.
Like Recombobulation Area.
That too.
Not a nonprofit, but he does do it. And there's a free version.
Yep.
But he always appreciates, he being Mr. Dan Schaefer, his efforts. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people who could use that extra dollar.
You bet.
And you should set it up, set it, forget it, just like your savings.
Yep.
All right, number 96, keep a book in your bag to avoid the temptation to doom scroll.
Oh.
It's a good one.
That is a good one. I should do this.
My brother and I were just talking about that because he and I are both on our phone consuming information a fair amount, but he used to just carry books with him everywhere and his back's all screwed up because of it. Because he would just, now he reads on his phone so much. And it's not so much doom scrolling so much as he's just consuming information
right.
on his tiny little phone. But he was saying, he's like, I used to just have books on me all the time and like big books. And so maybe a tablet so you're not ruining your back.
Yeah,
but at least one small book.
Yeah.
Good advice.
That is a good advice.
All right. 97. Listen to the albums you loved as a teenager.
I've been doing that working on this show.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I cannot recommend it enough. And especially look at the videos. You will die. You will absolutely die. That's how we wore our hair. Oh, my God. That's right. And this isn't even this. Well, 70s. This is 70s for me.
Did you ever have a perm?
Oh, yeah.
How curly was it?
It was curly.
Like a fro curly?
Not that curly. But pretty. Like, it was like, long. It was long. And
like ringlets?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I just, sitting in the chair for 3 hours was agony.
And I would imagine it didn't smell great.
No, it was terrible.
I think my dad used to perm his hair.
Your dad did? Well, guys did.
Guys did. And I think, I mean, because it's because both my parents have such short hair, it's unclear where my brother and I
got all the...
Because we both have very curly hair.
Well, you're really follically blessed.
Because of the curls? Some people hate their curly hair.
I think you have the greatest hair in the world.
Oh, thank you. Another compliment.
Yeah.
All right, number 98, make a friend from a different generation. We've already done that.
We have already done that, and I highly recommend it.
Highly, highly recommend it.
Yes, you will learn more than you realize.
And it's nice to have someone who can, I appreciate your wisdom when it comes to bouncing ideas for this show off of it, and you have someone who's new to radio. It's very nice to be able to partner with you.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely working with you. Gosh, we're just all gushy over each other.
It's a lovey-dovey day. All right. Two more. Number 99, staying over at a friend's place. Strip the bed in the morning.
I would ask.
Okay. What they prefer?
Yeah, I would ask what they prefer because some people don't want you to do that. But yeah, certainly, I think that's something you should do.
Yeah. And if you're not going to strip it, I guess you ask and then you make it.
Yes.
One or the other.
You're not staying in a hotel. You're staying at your friend's house, you can help make the bed.
And finally, number 100 on the 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. For instant cheer, wear yellow.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yellow is not the most flattering color on everyone. I don't know how yellow looks on me, but I will say, so in our house that we bought this year, it is our first floor is pretty much an open floor plan with a kitchen and living room and dining room. And we have one, and it's lofted, so we have tall ceilings. And we have one, we didn't paint it this way, it came this way. One accent wall that is bright yellow. And it's, when I was a high schooler, I had one accent wall that was bright yellow.
Did you?
I feel like it's almost the exact same shade. And I will say, it does give me joy.
I believe that.
It's cheery.
Yeah.
So I don't have to wear it. I just get to see the bright yellow every day.
Just look at something that brings you joy on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Yellow or not.
Yellow or not. All right. Well, moving on. That'll be our show for today. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau. Then you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. And as for us, we will be back on February 1st, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Be back or be square. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and now he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.